The Marquette Area Blues Society, in conjunction with Flanagan's Bar and our friends over there, have a great act coming up, Biscuit Miller and the Mix. And Biscuit Walt, as you know, has been to Marquette several times. He's now a town favorite and has really become a friend and almost family member to us, but one of the most dynamic, electrifying, fantastic performers we ever have coming through this town.
Interestingly enough, Biscuit just picked up some national recognition, didn't he?
He sure did. The biggest blues award you can get out there, the Blues Awards Best Bass Player in the Entire Universe, went to Biscuit Miller this year. So this is a great chance to see a really world-class musician and entertainer.
Now, this also is, as I understand it, an event that is tied into the Blues Society as well.
Absolutely. What we've decided to do here, and this has been kind of last minute, so it's still kind of falling together, but we're making this a volunteer appreciation party, a thank you for the members, and also a little bit of a membership drive. So what we're doing is anyone who volunteered at the festival this year, they're going to get in for free. Any members of the Blues Society, they're going to get in for free. Anyone who signs up for the Blues Society tonight, they're going to get in free. Everyone else, $5. So if that's not a reason to come and sign up for the Blues Festival and things like that, ooh, I don't know what is.
Well, the thing that's interesting about it is the $5. If people want to make that as a donation, too, the organization will take it, I understand.
Absolutely. We're happy to take your money.
I like that. What's the schedule? What time are things getting going?
Right around 6 o'clock. So I'm telling people, you know, grab your favorite sweetie. Don't even go home. Grab some dinner in Marquette. Come down to Flanagan's for 6 o'clock. Catch the live music, and then after that, I hear that Finnish blues sensation Walt Lindell and his combo is going to be inside. So this thing, I think, is going to go pretty much all night long.
Well, actually, that's the interesting point there, is it's 6 o'clock, that it is, for those that are looking for an earlier evening, they can do this. If they want to stay all night, stay all night. But 6 o'clock, that's doable for a lot of folks.
Absolutely, and this is going to be a little bit different. What Donnie over at Flanagan's has done is he set up a couple tents in the back of the building. He's going to heat them up. There's room for a lot of people out there. So Biscuit and his combo are going to play outside, on which will be, I'm sure, a beautiful night. And then when the music is done there, move on into Flanagan's, catch Walt and his band, and keep the party rolling.
It's a group that has been going now for a little over 10 years. Obviously, you know, folks know I'm involved with it as well. You know, full disclosure, as we say on these interviews. But we wanted to talk a little bit about it, that, Mark, you know, that's what is, for people that maybe have heard this name around town for a while, around the UP, around the region, what is the Marquette Area Blues Society?
Oh, the Blues Society is an organization of a bunch of people that love blues music and live music. And we're trying to keep what was perceived as a dying art form going, do what we can to bring blues to the people. And we're not just about a blues festival, which is our biggest event every year, but more about doing things to keep the community aware of blues. We do the blues in the schools. We do a Blues Day Tuesday event at the Peter White Public Library. We donate pretty much all the blues CDs to the library. So if you check out any blues music there, you know, thank your local blues society. And we really try to keep things alive with different performances and educational things. And we're basically just trying to keep her rolling.
For a lot of people, they may have sort of a preconception of what they think the blues is, and that might keep them away from either the society or the festival or tonight's event. But what would you say to that?
Come on out tonight and see Biscuit if you are not sure about what the blues music is. He really blurs the line between blues, funk, dance, soul. It's a little bit of everything. This is not just an old guy sitting on the porch strumming a guitar by himself. A lot of blues musicians have great horns, funky rhythms. There's so many different kinds of blues, Walt, as you know. Chicago blues, Memphis blues. Stevie Ray Vaughan was a blues player, as was Led Zeppelin was a blues band.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. You know, it's kind of the point is that without the blues, there wouldn't be rock and roll. Without rock and roll, we wouldn't be where we are now. The jam bands and all of that. I mean, that's kind of the same sort of almost sort of ethic or spirit of blues bands, like those jam bands. Just let's let the music move everybody.
Absolutely. The famous old saying is that the rock is the fruits, but the blues is the roots.
Well, we've got a great event coming up tonight for folks to be aware of. Let's recap again what's happening, when and where, and how can folks get involved.
Wow. Wow, Biscuit Miller and the Mix at Flanagan's Bar tonight at 6 o'clock, followed by Walt Lindela and the Swingin' Finlanders inside at Flanagan's. $5 for anyone that is not involved with the Blues Society as a volunteer or a member, and you can also sign up with the Blues Society on a yearly membership, and that'll get you in free. But this is going to be funky. It's a great chance to see a dynamic performer. I'll tell you, come on out. You won't be disappointed.
It's tonight at Flanagan's, and if people can't make it to that, log on to where to find out more about the Blues Society.
www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com. We'll give you all the information you need. We sure hope to see you there.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time this morning.
You're very welcome. See you tonight.